The Cabinet is expected to agree to tighten coronavirus restrictions in Dublin today following a recommendation from the National Public Health Emergency Team. The capital would move to level 3 in the new government 5-point plan aimed at curbing increasing cases of COVID-19. The NPHET recommendation includes the shutdown of indoor dining in pubs and restaurants in Dublin for the next few weeks. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane.
It is certain now that there will be more restrictions imposed in Dublin from midnight. The final decision is set to be taken by Cabinet this afternoon, following a subcommittee meeting this morning. It will see Dublin moving to level 3 in the Living with COVID-19 plan. That means people will have to stay within the county, and they will only be able to travel to and from Dublin for essential work and education. Indoor dining will be prohibited, and restaurants and pubs that serve food can only operate if they have outdoor areas or serve takeaway, subject to a final decision by the Cabinet today. Pubs that don't serve food won't be permitted to open in Dublin. Visits between households will also be curtailed, as will numbers allowed to attend weddings and funerals.
In political reaction, Sinn Féin has said while the increased rate of COVID-19, particularly in Dublin, is very worrying, pubs and restaurants are not the problem. In a statement last night, the party's health spokesperson David Cullinan said the recommendations as reported are not in line with the government's own plan published on Tuesday. He said introducing further restrictions to stop indoor service in pubs serving food and restaurants makes no sense and will lead to further public confusion. Speaking on Prime Time last night, the Sinn Féin finance spokesperson Piers Doherty said the government needed to clearly explain the reasons for such measures.
What has completely come out of the blue is that there is now parts of Dublin or sectors are moving to level 4. They published a plan supposedly to give that certainty. In the plan, if Dublin was to move up a step, restaurants were going to be assured that they were going to remain open. Tonight they're finding out in the 9 o'clock news that they have to tell their employees their business have to close down. And my concern here is that, you know, everything we do needs to be about public health and the economy comes second. But everything has to be based on the science, it has to be proportionate and it has to be clearly explained. So the question is, why has that sector now jumped 2 steps?
Pub and restaurant owners have reacted strongly to the reports. The Licensed Vintners Association, which represents Dublin publicans, questioned NPHET's recommendation, saying the latest data from the Health Protection Surveillance Centre shows a low number of cases linked to bars serving food. On this programme, the chief executive of the Restaurants Association of Ireland said the sector wanted to play its part in public health and do the right thing for the country. However, Adrian Cummins said the government appeared to be going after the hospitality industry for the sins of others, with up to 50,000 jobs in the capital affected.
The issue around households and the number of cases in households is the problem. But the government are now targeting a sector that with the least amount of cases that has done the right thing. We're controlled environments. We're regulated. We're inspected. This is coming out of the blue. It's a shock to our industry and it will have huge ramifications for the viability of our sector into the future.
The leaders of Ireland's main sporting organisations will today warn of losses of tens of millions of euro due to the pandemic. Management from soccer, rugby and GAA will tell politicians at the Dáil's COVID-19 committee how their sports have been affected by the restrictions. Maggie Doyle of our political staff.
GAA President John Horan will warn about its financial predicament. He will tell politicians how there's an estimated 50 million euro hole in this year's finances, with further losses of at least 20 million expected. The chief executive of the IRFU, Philip Brown, will say how the absence of spectators is a key issue in the financial crisis rugby is facing. With a forecast of losses in excess of 30 million this year, he will give the stark warning that 2021's outlook is far worse. Gary Owens, the interim chief executive of the FAI, will say it has worked to ensure a safe return to football and that they want fans back watching live matches because without them, the association will not survive financially. At this afternoon's session of the committee hearing, representatives from the government will attend, outlining the supports given so far to sporting bodies, while Sport Ireland's chief executive John Tracy will detail how the national governing bodies of sports are facing an uncertain winter, especially for those sports that are primarily indoors.
Gardaí say a one-year-old boy sustained serious but non-life-threatening injuries in an incident yesterday evening in Dublin involving a scrambler motorcycle and a quad bike. An investigation has been launched into the incident at Cherry Orchard Park in Ballyfermot. It happened at about 7:15. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to contact them at Ballyfermot Garda Station or the Garda confidential phone line. And the time now is coming up to 8:06.
RT Radio 1 weather with Ulster Bank. Thinking of switching your mortgage? The Ulster Bank mortgage team are available to talk. Hail, rain or shine.
The fog will clear early and today will be dry and sunny. Highest temperatures of between 16 degrees along eastern coasts and 21 degrees in the southwest of the country.